Members of Congress will meet for closed-door sessions on Capitol Hill in Washington Tuesday. They're due to discuss a military threat the White House says Iran poses in the Middle East. AP Washington correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Top security officials will be making their way to Capitol Hill today to brief members of Congress on the mounting tensions with Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, and General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, will head the closed-door briefings with the House and the Senate. As he was departing the White House Monday afternoon, President Trump told reporters,
"We have no indication that anything's happened or will happen, but if it does, it will be met, obviously, with great force. We'll have no choice."
Mike Gracia, Washington.
One issue expected to come up, suspicions expressed by U.S. officials that Iran was responsible for attacks last week on two Saudi oil pumping stations and an earlier sabotage of four oil tankers. Former White House counsel Don McGahn is expected to defy a subpoena Tuesday to appear before the House Judiciary Committee. McGahn was a key figure in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Democrats have hoped to question him as a way to focus attention on Mueller's findings and further investigate whether Trump did obstruct justice. The UN Refugee Agency is calling on nations to accept those who are fleeing Venezuela. In a news briefing Tuesday, UNHCR spokesperson Liz Throssell cited worsening political, economic, human rights, and humanitarian conditions in Venezuela. She said some 3.7 million people have left the country. We have more on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Huawei founder Reng Zhengfei said Tuesday that recent measures by the U.S. government won't